thought for today. It's so easy for us to get self-righteous and to get cocky when we think we know something better than somebody else. It's so easy for us to presume that because people acted a certain way in the past, they're going to act that way in the future. It's so easy for us to presume that we know better because we've been there, done that, and that's it. Should we act that way, and the tendency is to do it, and the habit is to do it, and the we do it. We are going to forget the words of Jesus. Forgive 70 times, seven times. Yeah. And the world holds no judgment against you. Why should I? When the men at the well wanted to stone the woman whom they had all had relations with, and Jesus said, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. And when he raised his eyes from the ground, there was no one there except the woman. And so he said to the woman, if no one is here to condemn you, neither do I. Go your way and sin no more. Now, people want to take our courses. And they want to take the courses of any place that will give them a free program. And they don't care whether the course is about toenail polishing or about spiritual polishing or about food and drugs or whatever it may be. They don't care. They just want a degree. They just want the recognition. And so they go to many different courses. They go to many different schools and take their correspondence courses. And then they say, I'm a this and I'm a that. And our tendency is to say to them, that's wonderful. And then they say, you should call me by these degrees that I have, you know, because I have earned them. And they have. But if I am talking to Ingeborg, and I'm talking to her as she is scrubbing the kitchen floor, I don't say, Reverend Ingeborg, would you come here, please? I say, Inga, would you come over here, please? Because she is acting in the capacity of someone who is cleaning the floor, not in the capacity of someone who is conducting a church service. Now, if Ingeborg is conducting a church service, and I say, and today, Reverend Inga will give our lecture on peace and tranquility. I don't say, today, scrub woman Inga is going to give the talk on peace and tranquility. I don't say that. I mean, because that's not fitting, is it? So wherever it is fitting to use our recognition, we use it. Ingeborg, I want you to come here. Now she says, okay, fine. And she says, what would you like? You say, well, I want everyone to be here. And she says, well, you haven't considered me everyone in the past. You've considered me part of the staff, and therefore I didn't come when the rest of them came because I had other things to do. But I want every person to come here. All right, and you're calling me a person, then I will come. If you're calling me staff, then I will continue sitting at my book table doing these various things that you have asked me to do. So, you see, a title has great benefit and great bearing to all of us when it refers to what we're doing. And I write letters to people and I say, beloved John. John doesn't know me from Adam, you know. And then at the end of the letter I said, I love you, love her. And John writes back, he says, what's all this love you and beloved and stuff like that? You know, I don't understand that. And so I write him a letter and I say, beloved John, I am the creator of my world. And in my world, I create only beloveds. I create only people that I love. And so I call everyone my beloved, without exception. Even the banker. I call the merchant and the chief and the thief and the whomever, all beloved, because they are. Because I treat them from my divine self. Now, that's my title for my world, beloved. My title for my world is not, hey, you, or Stinky, get over here, you know, or Reverend Jones, come here, you know, or Dr. Brown, come here. I don't do that. I call everyone beloved. And a lot of people say, what do you want from me? I don't want anything from you. I'm giving. Oh, what are you giving? I'm giving my love, my unconditional love to everyone. Oh, that's interesting. What's it worth? It's worth a great deal more than most people are willing to pay, primarily because most people don't know what's going to happen to them when they accept and live unconditional love. See, I can give you all unconditional love, and if you don't live it and pass it on, then for you, the unconditional love means nothing. For me, it means everything because I am living it, using it, sharing it, and enjoying it. If you use it, living it, enjoying it, sharing it, then it means everything for you too. But if you don't use it, I give it. And if you don't use it, then that's okay. Now, we have a lot of people who write us, and they say they want to take our courses. And we say, that's fine. And then they say, well, I'm a reverend, and I'm a doctor, and I'm a this, and I'm a that. Please call me that. And we say, no, when you have received your certification from us as a reverend and a doctor, I will call you that. Before that, you are a reverend and a doctor from somewhere else. And if I'm talking to you as Dr. Jones, the metaphysician from Ghana or Accra or Switzerland or something like that, that's one thing. Now, if you are a God Unlimited doctor, okay, then you're a God Unlimited doctor. But I'm not talking to you as a doctor of naturopathy, you know, because I'm sure there's lots of doctors of naturopathy that we know nothing about. Now, there are people who have big heads in their doctor's degree, and we don't have to go to too many fields to find them. And one of the first fields we find them in is medicine. The doctor always wants to be called a doctor. I'm MD. I am doctor. Well, are you doctor on the tennis court? Hey, doc, come over here, you know. Well, that's a joke. You're not doctor of tennis. You're a doctor of medicine. Now, as a tennis, hey, John, come on over here and play tennis, you know. Now, you don't say, hey, doc. Well, you do that because you people have taken that on as a friendly term. But it's improper. It's improper. It's improper only from the point of view that if you are working as a doctor, you should be called a doctor. If you are working as a plumber, you should be called a plumber. Aha, so I see the medical profession is taking up plumbing part-time, huh? You know, and that's not really the point. The point is, Sylvia, will you fix the sink? And Sylvia fixed the sink. And I said, Sylvia, you're a good plumber. And she says, thank you. And then 10 minutes later, I say, Sylvia, will you fix my computer? She does a good job. I say, Sylvia, you're a good computer tech person. You know, you're wonderful. She says, thank you very much. And on and on. But now, she's fixing my computer, and I say, Sylvia, you're a damn good plumber, but wow, fixing computers, you know, you haven't got a clue. And you see, then I'm messing things up. As long as I say, Sylvia, you're working on fixing the computer, you're a computer tech person. You're wonderful. Sylvia, you're working on my plumbing, you're a plumber. That's wonderful. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So if we go around using our phrases. Now, if I say Dr. Ellen Jeremini, president, this and that, Dr. Ellen Jeremini of God Unlimited University, Dr. Ellen Jeremini, I don't go around in the house here saying, Dr. Ellen Jeremini, please, wanted in surgery. I just say, where's Ellen? Right? I don't say, where's Dr. Ellen Jeremini? Of course, if I say that, you might expect something to happen. Where is Dr. Ellen Jeremini, who seemed to know all of the answers here and informed this person incorrectly? Now, let's get this straightened out here. You told him that if he did this, that would happen. And you said, that's correct. I say, What do you mean that's correct? He did it and it didn't happen. Well, it's correct. I told him that if he did it, this would happen. If he did it and it didn't happen, then he didn't do it. Because if he put his hand on a hot stove and did not get a burn, there'd be some other magic going on here. But under normal circumstances, your hand on a hot stove, it burns. And so I told him, he puts his hand on the hot stove, he's going to get a burn. Well, he put his hand on the hot stove and it didn't get a burn. And then you say, the electricity's been off all morning, that's electric stove, so he couldn't have put his hand on a hot stove and got burned. It's true. If he puts his hand on a stove which is not hot, he's not going to get burned. But if he puts his hand on a stove that's hot, he's going to get burned. Now, he could call the stove cool white moss and not be burned, but that's another story. That's another program, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, anytime we work with you, this has been my rule from the beginning. If anyone receives a certification from us of an ordination or degree, I recognize them as doctor and reverend. Anytime they don't, I don't recognize it with us. Now, if I go to their church and I say, Dr. So-and-so, he's never had something from us, but he's in his church, it's his show, it's his game, and that's where he's playing. You understand? And then that's okay. Now, if we're in Nigeria and these people tell us that they are doctor this and doctor that, we will recognize that they are doctor of whatever they are doctor of. And we must know what they're doctor of. Because they may be doctor of toenails, you know. And they're not playing with toenails right then. They're playing with religion. You follow me? So if you're a doctor of naturopathy, that has nothing whatsoever to do with religion. That is naturopathy. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you just tell people that you recognize them for their field. And if they're working in the field of naturopathy, you're going to say, doctor. Now, we have a good lesson before us. One of the great teachers of all time, in fact, one of the greatest teachers of all time, never used his title. Never used his title. And he was a titled being, very highly regarded titled being. He was a rabbi. And wherever he went, some people called him rabbi. They called him that because they wanted to stop him or catch him up. And but his disciples and his people who were around him, none of them called him rabbi. They called him teacher, but not rabbi. And so the other rabbis and Pharisees and Sadducees and teachers and people of various kinds, they called him rabbi. And they said, Rabboni, what is this that you can say? And so then he told them. He didn't say, I as a rabbi am speaking. And he went into the temple. He went into the synagogue. And he spoke to the people there as an authorized rabbi. And his words should have been sacrosanct. And the things that he taught should have been accepted, you know, and lifted up, because he was a rabbi, he was a teacher. And he was not teaching anything that was not to be found in the Bible somewhere, you know, and not too hard to look for it either. And he taught everything, but what he was doing was he was giving the other religious leaders a hard time. Because he was living what he was teaching, and they were just teaching but not living it. And that became a very difficult thing. So when you're dealing with these sort of things, when you're dealing with people who are just after titles, who are just after making a name for themselves and trying to be so grand and so forth, what's going on? You're dealing with egos. You're dealing with an ego that has no bearing on fact and truth. And it is true. Dr. Robert Schuller of the Glass Cathedral is a wonderful fellow. But when Dr. Schuller is sitting in the dentist chair, the dentist, by courtesy, says, Dr. Schuller, what do you say? Now, if he says Robert or Bob, that's very friendly, or Dr. Bob, but usually it's Dr. Schuller. And that is merely a respect that these people have for him. Now, if he walks into a dentist's office and he says, "Will you please take care of my teeth?" And the dentist says, "Certainly." And so he sits in the chair. "Okay, Mr. Schuler, what is wrong with your teeth?" "Okay, Mr. Schuler, what can I do to help you?" "You're the Robert Schuler on television in the Glass Cathedral. Oh, Dr. Schuler, oh my goodness," you know. And, you know, it has nothing to do with it, except his awe of having this famous man sitting in his dental chair and him going around telling everybody, "I'm the dentist for Dr. Schuler," you know, and, you know, using that in that way. But otherwise, we don't need that. I say that if Jesus didn't need to be called rabbi, and he was one of the greatest teachers that ever lived, and if Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and all the rest of them didn't need to be called these names, other than just teacher, sharer, mentor, but mostly teacher, that honor is sufficient for us too. That honor is sufficient for us to share and to live with. And it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing. So let's remember that we're not in this business for titles. We're not in this business to be recognized. We're in this business so that we can learn to be all that we can be. We're in this business to learn to be our divine self. We're in this business to learn humility. Above all things, learn humility. And when we learn that, whatever goodies come along with it, that's wonderful. But that's not the reason we're there. We're there because we're on our personal journey to be our personal best. And that's the only reason. And if ever we feel that we have earned titles and degrees, one woman, an article was written about her, she is the top mathematician of the world. And she was with a group of Mensa students doing some games. She was written up in the Discover magazine, along with about 10 others. And it said about all these others that they received this doctorate, and they had that doctorate, and they had this in mathematics, and they had that, and they had a master's, or they all didn't have doctorates, you know. And then it came to her at the very end, and it showed a picture of her sitting at the table at the very end in a very pleasant dress, but, you know, nothing fancy. And it said she received her master's degree, and she received 25 honorary doctorates. Wow. Now, I venture to say to you that every one of her 25 honorary doctorates was worth a dozen of the earned doctorates of any of these other people. Because each doctorate that she received as an honorary doctorate was given to her because she had accomplished some magnificence in the area of mathematics. You know, she had overturned some mysteries and revealed what they were, and it told a few of them. In fact, the magazine's still lying around here someplace. But it is a beautiful, and she doesn't go by doctor. She just goes by mathematician, which is what her calling is. Like you go like by plumber, what your calling is, you know? And you go by computer tech, what your calling is. And you go by mother, what your calling is. Now, well, our calling changes. Our calling changes. See? I go by grandpa sometimes. I haven't gone by grandmother yet, no, but I have grandpa and dad and other things. But we don't need titles. Titles are okay. But the more we have the titles, the more we have the titles, the more opportunity we have of making a big tumble. So be humble. be appreciative of the talent that you have and live that talent and enjoy it. And you'll find that the world will be the path to your door, because they are coming not for your title, but because of you. And you are a very wonderful person. I love you.